Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A great ending can really propel a game from a level of mediocrity upwards. Those final moments are the payoff that can make anything worthwhile, rewarding you for your time and showing you that it was all worth investing in. Ultimately, us players just want a little bit of closure and a warm, satisfying feeling in our belly as the credits roll. Sure, leave the story open-ended if you must, maybe a little teaser after the credits, but no one wants a decade-long cliffhanger. This list will focus on those rare games that did, after all those years, resolve their stories, and they don't have to be massive cliffhangers either. A loose thread, a character arc, a suspected death, or in some cases, actually giving us the next part of the story you chopped off at the end of the last game. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 7 video game stories that waited years to be resolved. 7. Halo 2, Finishing the Fight. Halo 2 is a weird one in regards to unresolved endings because ultimately, it wasn't the original plan. There wasn't supposed to be a cliffhanger at the end of the game, but due to time constraints, it had to happen. Developers of the sequel have stated that its release came down to the wire, and that few extra weeks of polish the previous game received just wasn't there. They had lines recorded, assets ready, but they couldn't implement a final mission or proper send-off, which matched the ending and tone of Halo 2. Players were all ready to head to Earth, to finish the fight and kick some ass, but then the game just ended. Fans had to wait 3 years and leap into the next generation of consoles so they could finally regroup with Master Chief and the Arbiter. 6. Assassin's Creed. Who does Lucy really work for? Like Halo, Assassin's Creed is no stranger to cliffhangers. Twist endings and confusing characters, from historical fiction to sci-fi settings, all the way to weird alien-like entities. The series is full of complications and reveals. In fact, all of these elements led us through a 3-game story arc back in 2010. This arc focused on Lucy Stillman, a double agent informant type who worked alongside both the Assassins and the Templars. Throughout the original game, we're led to believe that Lucy is held against her will, like Desmond. She claims that she was saved by the lead scientist Warren, and although held captive, tries to convince Desmond of his sincerity. Although she eventually gains Desmond's trust, the game ends on an abrupt note. Released 2 years later, Assassin's Creed 2 continues the modern-day side of things. Now on the run with the Assassins, we see more hints into Lucy's real motivation. This time, however, they point to Lucy working behind the Assassins' back, as she leaves updates for Warren, the aforementioned scientist, a Templar working under Abstergo. However, not much more is shown, leaving fans to wait for Assassin's Creed Brotherhood's release. A year later, taking 3 years and 2 games in total, we see the conclusion to Lucy's story. As Desmond grabs a piece of Eden at the end of Brotherhood, he is possessed by Juno, a deity. She reveals Lucy's true identity to Desmond and motivates him to kill her. It took 3 years to get there, but it was pretty cool, to be fair. 5. Shenmue 2, That Damn Cliffhanger. Shenmue is an interesting game, to say the least. The gameplay is pretty weak, held up by combat that has been changed significantly for the latest installment. Players roam through a calm, plodding world, interacting with citizens in an attempt to find the man who killed the protagonist's father. Regardless of any shortcomings, the game's cult following has clung to this narrative, curious of where it will go and how it will conclude. Well, after 18 years between Shenmue 2 and 3, a rough ride from Kickstarter to the Epic Store, fans got the next part of the story. Chasing chickens, searching cupboards, interacting with wooden, unresponsive characters, it was just like being a kid again. Generally seen as more of the same, the sticking point of Shenmue 3's release was that, after almost 20 years, it ended on a damn cliffhanger yet again. This one's a double bill then. Not only did Shenmue fans wait nearly 2 decades for a sequel, they'll be waiting once again to get the story's conclusion. 4. Devil May Cry – Nero's Heritage. Devil May Cry is a long-running, complicated series involving numerous complex characters. Starting in 2001, Devil May Cry generally followed the life of Dante, until 2008. With the release of Devil May Cry 4, players also took control of Nero. Nero brought a new style of play to the game through his augmented arm, the Devilbringer. In gameplay, this arm offered many different abilities and attacking potential, offering a combat style vastly different to Dante's. The reason for the Devilbringer's relevance is because, at the start of Devil May Cry 5, released in 2019, it is ripped from Nero's body. After utterly destroying the arm, the assailant leaves, their identity still unknown. A huge plot device for the Devil May Cry series has always been bloodlines. Whether it was through manga, films, or even a play, fans were always asking for more lore. Now, the 20-year-long stage had been set. Nero was a fan favorite, well integrated with the series, particularly alongside Dante. After the removal of Nero's arm, the big reveal is that the mysterious attacker, Virgil, known antagonist and Dante's brother, is none other than Nero's father. This addition to the family tree took nearly 2 decades. Truly a shocker to fans, considering the resemblance of the three. 3. Metal Gear Solid – Psycho Mantis's Backstory. The Metal Gear Solid franchise is about as confusing as they come. The creative vision of Hideo Kojima spans through numerous decades. To help matters, the games did not release in chronological order either. For example, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, takes place in 1984, whereas Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots, takes place in 2014. Regardless of chronology, there are some Metal Gear Solid characters players simply can't get enough of. The one we're interested in is Psycho Mantis. That's right, the same guy who read your save files in Metal Gear Solid, which took place in 2005. Throughout these games, be it through lore, entries, or other exposition, Psycho Mantis's history is referred to. It's stated he was born in 1970, as a child soldier who was also taken in and out of different testing facilities. In The Phantom Pain, we finally get to witness a younger Psycho Mantis, looking to be aged around 14. His plane crashes on the way to a lab, with him being the only survivor. He then latches onto the burning man's vengeful thoughts, helping him pursue Venom Snake. It can all be very confusing, but the general idea is Metal Gear Solid is all over the place. But the fact that we did get to see Psycho Mantis' origin was well worth the wait. 2. Half-Life 2. In 2007, Half-Life 2 Episode 2 was released and ended with Gordon Freeman escorting Alex Vance to the White Forest to meet her father. She spoke of unforeseen consequences, which we assumed were the events that preceded Ellie Vance's death. Now, 17 years later, with the release of Half-Life Alyx, we actually get some kind of closure in relation to Episode 2's infamous ending. Though, it's fair to say it doesn't resolve it entirely. It adds more plot, more questions, and more mystery to the G-Man. After releasing the G-Man from the Combine's prison, thinking she was rescuing Gordon Freeman, Alyx Vance is confronted with the G-Man's powers. She is shown her father's eventual death, which occurs 5 years later, and given the opportunity to stop it entirely. In saving the future version of her father, she has now unintentionally put herself up for hire by the G-Man in the same way Gordon Freeman did at the end of the original Half-Life. Gordon is free, Ellie Vance is alive, and in the present timeline of Episode 2, Alyx has been taken and put into stasis. It's not exactly a resolution, but most definitely a change of events, a development fans have yearned for over 15 years. 1. Red Dead Redemption – John Scars and Dutch's Gang. The gigantic blockbuster endeavor that is Red Dead Redemption 2 is littered with plenty of information relating to the previous game. For example, there are awesome little Easter eggs referring to the strange man that John encounters in the original Red Dead Redemption. What we're interested in, however, is the loose end that Red Dead Redemption left dangling. Throughout the whole game, we gaze at John Marston's face, which features a deep scar on it. So deep that it's actually stopped hair from growing. During the course of the game, however, we get no hint or inkling as to the origin of these scars. In the very opening of Red Dead 2, however, we get our answer. John wanders off into the snow and is found on the edge of a cliff. He's mangled, bloodied, cold, and now scarred. Turns out he was attacked by, and then fought off, a pack of wolves. I mean, that sounds pretty cool to me, but apparently his friends didn't agree, and felt John would need to come up with a more exciting story behind those scars.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.